right here. Is this it? Is this the magic spot?
You feel good there?
I don't know.
Talk to me a little bit. Let me hear you.
What do you want to talk about?
I just want to hear
corn subsidies.
Are corn subsidies?
Please don't.
Corn dogs?
I love corn dogs.
Speaking of county fairs.
Speaking of fucking my sister.
Oh, come on. Hey, there's good people at the fair. That's America.
That's fair.
Well done.
Dude, the echo in here is going to drive me nuts.
Well, let's hang in that corner. Well, this is the basement tapes. Going to Kansas.
My other one's in the basement too, but the problem is I need to put those panels. I knew it was going to happen right there. I can hear it. It's literally there and right there. I need to put two there and then I put blocks there.
He just wanted to flex. You see
that? Check him, bro. You mean a kiss?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so.
Hey, just send.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
We're all good to go. I'm going to send this to you so you have it to look at. Is that cool?
Me?
Yeah.
What?
All right, well, I'll do like I always do and just lead it to wherever
hey,
I'm
just
go.
I'm just here cutting in. You guys
Shut
are having
the
conversation.
Fuck up, dude. Don't turn into that guy. Please don't turn into that guy.
Hello? I'm the kid in the back of the class. Toast? Here's to us?
Seriously. Cheers and cheers.
Bahaim.
Lachem. Well, hey, everybody, since you heard all that jazz, welcome to the new studio, if you can call it that, or whatever you want to call it, to the Off My Chest podcast. I am your host, Bryce Meehan. I have my co-host, Alex Hebert, and
dun, dun, dun.
Man.
The man, the myth, the legend. I get to say what your name is?
Or? No, absolutely not.
Well, it is, but we're going to go with...
That didn't go how I wanted it to.
Yeah. What should we call him today? I feel like you're like struggling to stay that high. Does that feel awkward?
I was gonna say, can I put this?
Yeah, just use that little thing right there. This is how you know that you're the only. Just unscrew that.
Turn the thing.
Yeah, and lower it to where you want it. Don't pull on the mic. The mic's straight. No, hold the mic so it doesn't fall. Loosen it. Lefty loosey, righty tighty. That's how I was raised. I don't know.
I'm glad this is on wax.
Yeah, seriously.
Cut. Where's our 15 seconds?
Yeah. Okay. We'll let everybody know what Alex... Come on, buddy. See, there you go. See. How's that feel? Ooh, nice. Now you don't feel like you're just up in the space. You're literally like this. Brontosaurus. Anyways, dude, welcome to the show. It's the first time we've had you.
Thank you.
Not the last, though, because as our conversations... That happened before this.
Well, it involved a mic stand.
No, it did not.
Things got weird.
We got real
it
deep.
Did.
We got
it
real
did.
Deep.
He gets bossy. He's like, no.
I definitely get bossy. No one's.
We're
I've
in
never
his
not
studio.
Admitted that. Well, starting out, what do we need to know about you? What do people need to know? What do the ladies need to know? We have a lot of Swedish listeners.
I don't know. What I'm kind of an enigma. I hate to say it, but. I play in a lot of different arenas. So
how big is it?
How Seriously. Big is what, the arena? It depends on how many people you get. We're going to do a population poll. So Swedish, you say?
Yeah.
I already love it, dude. I knew this was going to go so well.
Wow, that's confidence.
Of course it's confidence, man. You, me on microphones as opposed to you, me just in the street. It's going to be fine.
Taking it to...
All right. Well, we're going to start it with the thing that everybody wants to talk about because we do the sports side.
Okay.
LeBron James going to the Lakers. Thoughts? Prayers? What do we think?
Do we need like a thing we can ding in or do we need like an arrow that we can point?
No. Just talk over each other. It's my favorite thing to edit.
You're good at it.
Oh, I'm going to take that as you say I was good at editing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
Uh-huh. That's what she said. Are we going there with this?
Oh, my God. Okay. Go.
What? He left? He's at the Lakers now?
The Lakers. Camp out there. How much money did he get, Alex?
4 years, $147 million.
4 years guaranteed? Like he's there for 4 years or does he have opt-outs?
He has an opt-out after... Three.
Okay, so he can fish around. Sorry, I didn't mean to step on you. See, where's the arrow?
Dude,
yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, he has an opt-out after three. I'd say he'd stay there four just because he's got a house out there. His kid just transferred out there.
Have you seen the videos of this kid?
His kid's pretty
good. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know who's better than that?
Who?
Dwayne Wade's kid.
No way.
No, I'm dead serious. Dwayne Wade's kid went. He's 14, 15 years old.
Oh, shit.
He ended up... playing in a just a pickup game against NBA players and went and actually dunked on one.
How old is
what,
he?
What,
but dunking doesn't mean you're good.
Well, what NBA league? Are we got the Gatorade League.
No,
we
I'm,
have like the,
no, I'm talking. I it mean, was like NBA NBA, actual NBA players who start on NBA teams. It was insane.
How old is he?
I think this is
14.
Okay, let's find that video.
I'm trying, bro. I'm trying.
The speaking of Dwayne Wade.
What's up with D-Wade?
Is he still playing?
Nope.
He got a fine wife.
He does.
I didn't know that was him. I just saw her on the McDonald's commercial talking about some quarter pounders. Look at is
this.
That him?
Yeah, this is his son.
He looks like he's...
It's both of them. This is his 13-year-old and
Look,
dude. Is this good radio?
Dude, he's so good.
Oh, going up for the rebound.
He's only 13.
Yeah. Oh, what a pass.
Dude.
Holy shit.
People that get to watch the... Dude. I thought he was going to dunk it.
How was it travel?
It's so hot in here. I'll say this about the new place. Yeah, dude, I'm definitely warm.
Going. Oh, drove by him.
Look at
behind
just like,
the back.
Just like his dad. Like I was going to say he didn't pass it.
He sounded like a background to a porno. He's driving. He just got past him.
Wow, he passes a lot.
Well, it's almost like it's edited.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the one and only.
Why do you keep putting my name out there?
They're not going to know it. Can you hear it through the beep?
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yes. I forgot about that. My bad.
No. You're good.
All right.
Anyways, he's just freaking unbelievable.
Yeah.
why do you keep saying my name?
God damn. All right, so back to LeBron James.
Yeah, LeBron James,
and those noises.
Well, and just the ability of how much money he's going to make. I'm really surprised because when we originally talked about it, we talked about it last episode or two episodes ago.
Two episodes ago.
I just remember we thought
Houston, Boston, Philly, and I said
I'm glad you're here because I was
a long shot.
I thought Boston.
A long shot of Golden State.
Just to have the whatevs.
Yeah. At this...
You're talking like DeMarcus Cousins?
That was more shocking than LeBron going to LA.
Yeah.
Why?
For everyone that doesn't know, DeMarcus Cousins signed a one-year $5.4 million deal.
Cha-ching.
To play with the Golden State Warriors. Now...
Why does he want to go there?
A ring.
He wants a ring.
Hey, the retirement factory.
What... But
I'm just saying, they're just so good, dude.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, the deck's stacked.
The crazy thing is, though, is they're talking about DeMarcus Cousins getting a max contract, getting $200 million, if not more.
Who?
DeMarcus Cousins.
200? Okay, go on.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, but the thing they're saying is he's kind of coming off an injury, so he figures, you know what, sign a one-year deal here, win a ring, get a prove-it deal, and then... go somewhere else and then make the max deal, and yet he still goes and has a championship ring to his name. And people are giving him shit for it. And like, you know what? Dude wants a ring.
Yeah.
Why blame him?
I think it's better that he went. Like, I don't have as bad of an opinion about him as I do Durant. I would have liked to see Durant
go somewhere else.
Yeah, stake a claim somewhere.
Do something.
Yeah. Hey, sorry, Durant. And now he's got this attitude.
His mom, she's the real MVP.
She is. She wears a cape, though. No, he for him to not at least make an attempt to stake a claim somewhere. I mean, I guess you could make an argument for Oklahoma, but he was only there for how long? And he had an army there. They set him up. If he was supposed to have the backbone of the balls that he should have with Westbrook and the beard there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he should have done his thing. Look at him now, all three of them.
Yep.
So, hey, shout out to Oklahoma's management on that one.
You know how much money it would have cost him to keep those three together?
Well, no.
$14 million. If they would have shelled out an extra $14 million, they would have kept the three of them together for the next 5 years.
Oops, what is that?
Yeah, it's a motorcycle. That's why we need the soundproofing. Anyways, whatever. Don't bring up the faults yet, dude. We just got in.
I didn't know. I thought that was a background. I thought it went. Murr, murr.
Somebody not knowing how to sounded, downshift.
Yeah. No. Well, like the dun dun dun. 14 million. I didn't know
that
we
had a sound effects button, dude.
Right. Yeah. I like sound effects.
I'll put one in now.
Please. Yeah. We'll see how close it is. Okay. So you're going to play it now. The Price is Right. Dun-dun. Okay. So already one, two, three.
How about Lily? You want my dogs?
No, stop. No, I'm going to do it. And we're going to see how close I was to it. Ba-dum, ba-dum, bow. I bet I'm accurate. It's like the more you know. Thring.
What's up, bro? TJ made it.
Welcome.
Hey, will you grab the black fan out of there in my mom's little mom's in-law suite over
there? I gotta be black.
What? Why can't it be a white fan, huh?
Can you grab the African-American fan from over there?
That's gonna wow. That's gonna give me some likes.
Hey, can you grab me a pizza too?
Damn. And actually, TJ, you need to get a chair, I think.
Man. Okay,
get out of here.
Do you know who he was talking about? He's talking about Colonel Sanders with that.
You need a chair. I just said that.
And maybe go and kick the dog.
Nice being bossy. What? Yeah, take this dog
if
out.
You don't stop fucking talking about me on my own goddamn show.
You're going to see how demanding you are.
I am demanding. I've never not admitted to being demanding.
Okay, I'll take that back. Your demand comes at a with a snarky tone.
No one gives a fuck.
See?
Seriously. Don't come around. That's my thought. Fuck.
He's happy.
My fan's not working. Fuck. Anyways, this is fun.
Do we want to talk about the real athletes in the world, though?
Oh, yes, we do. Badminton?
No.
No, the cornhole.
No.
Oh, yes.
The competitive eaters.
Hold on, before we get into this.
I got you.
Okay, go.
Yeah. We'll come back to that, because you want to talk about cornhole, but he said it. Hey, say it. Joey.
Motherfucking
Chestnut.
What?
70.
Is this Morris's brother?
Yeah.
They do look alike. A little bit. I mean, they're both males. That's about it.
No. Okay. When did you watch?
I saw the highlights. I kind of missed it.
Okay. That is a tradition unlike any other. Like on 4th of July, noon to 1, or whatever, we're watching some dudes eat some hot dogs.
And they're getting after it.
The
where do you think TJ's grabbing? Hold on. Where do you think TJ's getting a chair from?
Oh, at the kitchen table.
I think so?
Home. Yeah.
Home. He went back home to grab a chair, probably. If I knew TJ.
That would be brilliant.
That is TJ, though.
The thing is, though, is they looked, he had, what, 71 hot dogs? 72?
Well,
God, it makes
sense. Watching it live, it said 60. And then he said, whoa, whoa, whoa. And they went through and counted. Somehow they miscounted. So he looks like he's dogging it, basically. And come to find out, he sets the record.
Yeah, it was like 71 or something. They showed the total calorie count. Mm. The total calorie count that he had.
Yeah.
1,776.
1,000? I thought a Big Mac was 1,000.
Really? There's literally 8 foldable chairs in the garage.
But did you tell him where they were?
Why would I? I would just be demeaning.
Watch the globe.
I don't want to be that controlling.
Instruction is not...
But if you think about it, 1,776 on the 4th of July.
1,776 what?
Sorry, you need calories. You want to be
carbs.
On?
1,700 carbs? I mean,
I think it's 1776, 4th of July.
Great year.
Wow.
Anyways, cornholing.
It wasn't. Hey, they are. Those guys are good. Did you catch that Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So my boss, actually, was just talking. He wants to. So he's like, dude, I could be number 6 in the state of Missouri. I was like, what? He's like, there's only 5 ranked. I can become number 6.
Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. He's really into it. But anyway, so this is a real thing. And ESPN2, The Ocho, covers it.
Hey, I hate to say this. The other day, I was like, is there still an Ocho? And I looked, and it's not. It's Espono or something like that.
It's what?
Espono? It's not Ocho anymore, because Ocho is for Hispanic, but they changed that. Like, and now it's like ESPN trying to be like...
politically correct.
Right.
Fuckers.
Hey, TJ, you want some pizza?
Yes, please.
No.
ESPN. Where were we?
ESPN. Covers.
Yeah, yeah, it's a bold move. It's a bold move, Cotton. Let's see if it works out. Where were we at? We were talking about hot dogs.
And cornhole.
And cornholing.
There's a lot of underlying things we need to talk about.
Well, speaking of cornholing, what about Tiger Woods getting back in the game with Phil Mickelson?
For $10
million,
right?
$10 million.
One game.
That is just a dick measuring contest if I've ever heard of one.
I love it. Hey, pull him out.
Yeah. Tiger's going to win.
No, he's not.
In a dick measuring?
No.
In a dick measuring contest?
Dick measuring contest, yes. Asian.
Oh, shit. He lost.
Yeah, I mean,
take away some points.
All right. Thing is, though.
That's a pizza joke.
Jesus.
Hey, Chappelle can say it. I mean, what? Wu-Tang. What? Sorry, my bad. Go on.
Alex is so lost.
Did you ever watch Chappelle Show? Chappelle Show, Chappelle Show, Chappelle. You never
yeah,
watched?
Yeah, I caught the reference. Yeah.
Do you remember the racial draft?
Yes, yes.
Okay, yeah, Wu-Tang. For the Asians. Unforeseen.
I heard they're nothing to fuck with.
Ooh. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, break it out. There it was. Here it comes.
Hit him with the Wu-Tang.
Yep. Who, me? I can't. I can't rap. Okay. I can rap, though. That's a super.
He actually
power.
Really can rap. It's really good. Yeah. It's very impressive.
I mean, it's other people's
raps
shit.
Presents. Raps.
I do. I'll rap you a fish sandwich.
Can I buy you a fifth, though? Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Dude, get back in that.
Remember, hey, look at that.
Bone Thugs. And I didn't even see your shirt.
Man, I'm flossing it. Boom.
He picked it up at the crossroads.
I'm flossing. That's not true. He's legit when it comes to old bands. I guess they wouldn't be a band. A group. Excuse me. I apologize, Bone Thugs.
Mike, you're still around.
I know you listen to this podcast, so I wanted to apologize.
Who, me?
No, Bone Thugs. we know you don't listen to it. We heard. I literally didn't listen to one goddamn thing because it was an hour long. That's
it
what
is that long.
Yeah, come yeah. on.
Hey,
you
know what? Hey, chime in. I want some data collected. For yeah. all the audience, the Swedish people out there, what I want you to
it's
do...
not just in Sweden.
No, but we have a high population in Sweden.
We
so
do. We are our ranks...
Shout out to Sweden?
Yeah, straight
are
up.
Are they playing tomorrow?
No. It is France and Croatia.
Well, so can we talk about 4th of July?
No. Let's hop in, though, for the World Cup. I know that most Americans don't give a shit. I do. Everybody knows that listens to this podcast. But
all about it? What are you doing for it tomorrow?
We haven't decided yet. We're trying to figure that out. I have my father-in-law in town. We talked about just going to someplace that doesn't really care about it, but we'll put it on. That way we can still have a good time.
Peanut, 918 West 9th Street.
Are we going to go to your house?
10 o'clock. No, the Peanut. They open tomorrow.
I know, but can we come to your house?
Why? We can go to the Peanut.
Because your house is fun afterwards.
Oh, no. I got to leave. I got to go to out of town.
Great.
What?
Even better.
It's yours.
Where are you going?
I have to go down south to Columbia.
We won't talk about why.
Ew. It's
pretty cool, though. I wish you guys could know about the good old... I wish you could know about... You don't have to do it. I'll do
it. Okay, my bad. That's another circle. See, this is one circle. My other circle? My arena.
You in this one?
Yeah, I got to see. What kind of pass you got? You know the handshake? What up? What set you claiming?
Alex, what were we talking about?
LeBron. And cornhole.
No...
Hot dogs.
We were talking about Tiger Woods.
Oh yeah, his dick.
Damn! Look how far off we got.
There's undertones, I swear.
So, you don't think that Tiger Woods can beat Phil Mickelson
in this type of format? No. It's a straight match, but it's for $10 million.
Okay, so what does it matter what the prize money is?
Okay, no. The thing is, though, is if you're going.
Yes, I still have my dogs. Thank you, guys.
Shut the door.
No. You're good.
Okay, Tiger Woods. Okay, Tiger Woods.
I just made it sound like I live with my mom. My mom's home.
Mom, get the dogs.
Guys, you gotta leave. You gotta leave. Scram.
Hide the beer.
My mom is here because my baby was born. If you guys were wondering, so
no, because you're supposed to tell me.
Jesus, it's not all about you.
Well, how am I supposed to know that you had a child?
The internet. Oh, you're right. I don't put anything on the internet.
Uh huh. And how much do I study it?
He's going to go and change your name to Linda Lovelace.
On this?
Yeah.
That's
put
hot.
Put in different names throughout the whole thing.
Just, hey guys, I want to welcome. And
it's
William Shatner.
Yeah. Hello.
There's something on the.
I'm not good in impressions. Oh. Are you good? Can you do any impressions?
I can do an Australian accent really well and an Indian accent, but that's all I got.
I can do Kate Spade. You ready?
Don't.
Yes, I want to hear it. Yes.
I just did it.
Oh, I can do a David Carradine impression.
Did you hear? Did you guys hear about her new collection? The new purses that are coming out.
The body collection.
The body bags. Damn. Anyways, go ahead. What are you doing?
I was gonna say I can do a David Carradine impression.
Hit me with it.
Okay, who's Derek?
Oh my! I don't know who that is.
David Carradine was.
You got to give me some.
Why? Okay. You got to give me a warning on that. Hey, hit the horn.
No. David Carradine was on the guy. He was Bill in Kill Bill. He went and they found him dead in a hotel room in Thailand. He was pretty much
there.
He had tied himself up and he was like masturbating and he went and it
is that
fell
the proper word for the show?
That's a good way to go though. Yeah, you know.
Do you think he at least finished?
Wasn't that the
yeah? So he had the ultimate finish.
There's some things you just don't ask.
Would you rather go and have
Mallrats,
that or go
anybody?
And
Mallrats? What?
Good movie. good movie.
I feel like we're so all over the place.
Why?
I don't know.
Are we getting something off our chest about sports? All right, next topic. You guys are prepared.
Jesus Christ.
You guys are prepared.
If you don't shut up, I'm turning your mic off.
Why would I say?
Just keep going. Just
no. I'm not
going
to be this guy.
Don't worry. They'll ask for you to have you back.
They don't even know my name. I'm a symbol.
What are you talking about? Your name is just the
I'm a symbol like Prince. Purple.
I'm going to have to make sure I go through every single second of this so I don't miss one of your names.
You know what's funny?
Because it's going to come out.
Is that you're the one saying it? And so if you weren't saying it, your job would be a lot easier.
Bryce, what's his name?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
The dedication to the show.
So yeah, Tiger
Woods.
So
the game. Yeah. So you think that Phil Mickelson's going to beat the man, the myth, the legend, the crouching tiger, like Robin Williams called him?
Yes, for this reason. Tiger Woods, when he plays, he'll play on the tour, but if he goes and he gets second place in the tournament, he still gets money. Phil Mickelson is known for the week before going and playing guys one-on-one for giant sums of money.
Okay, really? Isn't that illegal?
No.
Huh? No.
But you can't gift somebody that much money without paying on it.
Oh, I'm sure he does every time.
I think we just turned him into the IRS. You're up.
Well, he's gotten... He got,
give me a burp.
You can,
TJ? Dude, I wish I could make...
God, that smells like shit. I can smell what you ate 2 weeks ago, dude.
Oh, man. Where are you going?
Oh, man, I don't know. That was insane.
You're going
to
throw...
Hey, don't talk to my mom, okay?
But anyway, while
for those at home, it's standing in the doorway.
Watch the dog. Don't let it come in.
So go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. Thing is when you go and you play for money, that amount of money, of your own money, it definitely is going to be something to where you think about it.
Well, that's thunder. That storm's coming. Go, Sydney.
I got shit on my way over here.
You got shit on?
How much you pay for that?
What's her name?
This is a callback to earlier when we go and we said that TJ does like to get shit on.
He does like some dirty stuff. Will you push that shit for me?
Oh, do you want the dog to do it?
Yeah, please.
The dog's still.
Come on, still here.
Sydney out.
Sydney out.
Sydney.
Hey.
Go.
Go ahead, baby.
Aww.
Oh, fuck off.
But I just think...
It's so funny how doesn't have a heart.
He...
All right, it was funny the first time, but we're over it.
God, that's so crude.
Get the fuck out of my stuff.
Some people...
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Alex.
This huge is... sums of money.
Your grandma's very angry right now. We don't let you speak. Go. She's one of our biggest listeners.
What's
She's
a Swedish
awesome.
Name? What's a female Swedish name?
Olga.
Olga. Okay.
Helga.
Helga? Olga.
Either way, she's hot.
God, that's hate mail.
Like they
huge
read
sums
there.
Of money.
We're waiting.
Thing what? Is, though, is with, you're going to start thinking about the money. If Tiger goes and he has a 20-foot putt, to, you know, possibly win it, he'll start thinking.
I thought you said 20-foot pot.
If he's going to go, he'll start thinking about it, and he might go instead of just, you know.
Are you trying to say that he's not one of the best golfers in the world, and now you're worried about his putting and his ability to think about it? That makes no sense to me.
Since when was he one of the best golfers in the world?
He hasn't been since he took a nine iron off the head.
Was it the hood or the windshield?
No, he took a 9-iron off the head, then he crashed into a windshield.
Who hit him in the head?
His wife?
Are you for real?
Yeah, yes. I didn't hear about this.
His wife hit him in the head.
He got beat?
By a Waffle House queen.
No, by his wife who took half his money.
And why did she take his money?
Because he banged everyone at a Waffle House over a 12-state area.
Is that a bad thing?
Have you seen the people Waffle House? Have you ever seen an attractive person at a Waffle House?
I go to Waffle House
all the time.
Oh, man.
Jesus. All right, moving on from Tiger. What else we got in this agenda, dude?
No shit.
What else we got? You're supposed to tell me. Tiger Woods. Let's talk about Papa John's and using the old blackface.
Oh.
too soon?
No.
Can someone tell me I've only heard snippets of this. Tell me the real story. What happened? I heard he was on a call.
I've heard multiple things.
All right, tell me about it.
The call I've heard.
Yo, you heard the actual call?
No. Rumor has it that he was talking about what KFC, what's it, Colonel Sanders was saying about calling, using words. And he said it over a conference call, and he said, like, Colonel Sanders used to say all the time, and, you know, whatever. And that happened in May. That's what I heard. I could be wrong.
Oh, that happened in May?
Yeah.
Damn.
I thought it just happened.
Well, I could be wrong, man. I was one source. There are multiple out there.
Did you, have you guys seen the meme of the... It's black smoke rolling out of an oven, and it says, now they're going to pick a new papa. It's
like the Pope. Like the Pope.
That's good.
That's funny.
But yeah, I also, I mean, I saw the thing of, is it Louisville that's taken away there? Gave back his money.
Louisville took him off the, kind of like a board of directors, won't accept his money, took his name off the stadium.
Can you imagine stepping down as the CEO when you're Papa John and you got to...
Right. Well, like, hey, he fucked up with the anthem too, man. He said the NFL wasn't doing enough, and the NFL's just dropped him. Bam.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that was like a year ago or last season.
After Peyton.
After Peyton.
Peyton went, and they said,
two more years.
The weird thing is, they said Peyton, like a month ago, sold all his Papa John's that he owned.
A month ago? Well, that should have been a sign. I mean, is that like.
How many did he own?
29.
Holy shit.
Well, there's a reason he started going and doing the commercials.
Smart.
Oh, so it was in... Okay,
it was in Denver.
Well, it's like LeBron, the Blaze pizza thing. That is blowing up. Yeah, excuse us, TJ. Check your phone. But the Blaze pizza thing, he owns like 49 locations or something like that. They just went over like 200, and they're killing it. Their stock is publicly traded now, all that stuff.
Why LeBron goes to L.A.? Because he's going to be the next president. Not the next, but he'll be presidential. He's going to set himself to be a godfather, a don of the United States.
Well, he already kind of is. I mean, he's worth his Nike contract is worth more than.
Would he want to take a pay cut though?
For what? For he's not taking a paycheck. He has more money than God.
He has more money than his sponsorships alone. We were just talking about this the other day. His sponsorships alone, he literally doesn't have to play basketball anymore.
He didn't have to do shit.
Yep.
But see, Kobe's the forerunner for him. He's laying the groundwork for LeBron. Like, Kobe's figuring out the business side of things. LeBron's, actually, fuck that. What am I saying? LeBron's already jamming. How many pizza, 49 pizza places, a ridiculous Nike deal?
Oh, dude,
Sprite,
Nike.
Sprite, I mean.
Yeah, net worth right now is $275. But that can't be, that's not right. He's worth more than that.
When did that come out?
He just made his billionth dollar recently.
Let's see, Blaze Pizza. There we go. Let's see what we got here. It's causing mayhem. Yeah, LeBron James made $35 million just investing in Blaze Pizza, and he's only been in it for a couple years.
Damn.
Yep. And he turned their whole thing around.
When he signed on. Gold.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Anything.
Is that what you're saying? Like what Kobe was doing?
Yeah. Kobe's trying to.
Yeah.
Like, but Kobe didn't. He did what? Adidas, and then what else? Actually, you know what? As opposed to Kobe, Shaq's writing the playbook. Now, Shaq got some corny shit he's doing, but he's writing the playbook.
Dude, you know how much he's worth? Him and Magic.
Oh.
Shaq's worth $600 million, $700 million?
Let's look.
I think it's $700.
If I could type.
Okay. Hey, tell me. Okay, I'll throw Brett Favre in there. Who else has?
$400 million. Mm-hmm. Shaquille O'Neal. Mm-hmm. Almost half a billion.
They said he would have made, he would have been, he got offered to invest in, Starbucks before they went national, and he turned it down.
Magic Johnson's $500 million. Yeah.
So why did he go to LA again? I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, because that's where. Okay.
Welcome to the family.
Well, I mean, the thing that, I mean, almost all their best players didn't start in LA though. If you think about it,
yeah, they all transferred.
Who made the phone call to Ball? Stay the fuck away,
Lonzo Ball.
Who made that call? His dad. Come out, your kid gone. Like, you're fucking done. I
want him to go away.
I don't want to see your face.
I want him to just go away and not come back.
I want Big Baller.
I hate the dad.
Hey, dude, there's beer in there.
I want Big Baller to die.
What?
There's a fridge in there.
There's
I'm going for a beer.
Where are you going? Oh, you want some tequila?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ask?
I'm
gonna get that cup first.
Yeah, I'll think about it. Go get that cup.
If I have a cup, then I ask.
Hey, I'll tell you what, it's gonna help your cause. You got some chips when you come back.
She's fine, dude. Just go ahead.
The LA, like, can you tell me another athlete? Brett Favre has done a bunch. Peyton, Watt, but national faces of advertising.
Ronaldo.
Touche. American. Yeah. Can we talk about 4th of July?
God damn.
But other than that,
you mean American athletes?
Yeah.
United. Mm-hmm. Okay.
No,
okay.
Yeah, I apologize.
United States of America. So like NBA, MLB.
You're top four.
Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper's up there.
Yeah, he is Gatorade.
Who do you already say? You said Peyton Manning.
George for Gatorade. Dwight Howard. He's kind of a face.
I mean, Jordan. I mean, Jordan was in everything.
I mean, like, I'm talking right now. Cause
like, still, at, like, past, Larry, past playing?
Larry Bird and Magic had that thing a few years. You know, the shoes, the Converse thing.
Yep.
And then the Fab Five had their black socks and baggy shorts.
The Fab Five. I don't know who that is.
The who?
Jalen who?
Smith?
Fab Five? I said Fab Five, right?
You said Fab Five, yeah.
Do you know who the Fab Five is?
No, I don't. That's what I'm asking.
Okay.
Oh, you don't know who Fab Five is?
That's what I was asking.
Fab Five, Fab Five was University of Michigan basketball.
Shout out to
in the early 90s. They were the first team to start five freshmen. It was Jalen Rose, Ray Jackson, Jimmy King, Juwan Howard, and Chris Webber.
Hmm. Well done.
Rain Man.
That was good. That's solid.
So,
are you good like that? Can you do sports?
A little bit.
Can you do...
No, I'm serious. Like, I mean, I've ran across people like that just know everything. Like, they used to have a show, Beat the Schwam. Did you used to do
Stump the Schwab. I tried to get on there, but you couldn't get on unless you were 18, and I was 14. So.
Oh, shit. And you've just kept it up ever since?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if you listen to the other shows?
I'm not. No, because they're too fucking long.
Yeah, we'll make sure you're only in it for 20 minutes, and then I'll just
That's fine. Yeah,
We'll go and do the timestamps and just say, hey, you're from 1748 to 3517.
Yeah, exactly. The what were we talking about? Fab Five. Yeah, yep. So, but oh, no, your knowledge. So if I wanted you to, could you tell me the starting lineup for the 2014 Royals?
It would be...
You don't have to name it. Can you do it?
I'd like him to name it. That'd be fucking sweet.
If he could do it. I'll give you time to think about it. He won't cheat. I'm going to hold you honest. Not 15. 14.
Before World Series.
The one before.
Yeah.
The teaser.
Before anyone cared.
when everybody started caring?
Yeah. Yeah, because we made the playoffs that year.
Yeah, we made the World Series that year.
Yeah, I'm flossing it, though. I'm sticking with them right now. I got my lid on.
KC. We repping KC Mo, fellas. And way to go, Tech Nine. speaking of being...
Kansas City natives and we all a little cuckoo. Is that what you want to talk about?
No. Same being ridiculous. Did you see Chris Brown was arrested again?
For one of his hits?
That was good.
Thanks.
That was good.
So anyway, no.
No, I just love Alex's note. He said, Chris Brown arrested again. Insert shocked face. I can't wait till we start filming these.
No. Mm-hmm. I have to wear a mask.
We can blur you out.
What kind of mask? Oh, even better.
Yeah, yeah.
The police mask. The police blur.
And then you have to do the, anyways, like just the super, I'll just downplay your,
I'm Chris Hansen. Will you come over here, please?
Why don't you have a seat?
What? Where did you get those cookies?
I was just here to talk to her. We have the transcripts, and are you Big Dick Ramon 19? It's like, yeah. I was just here to talk to her, you know.
I just want to see if she was so gay.
Oh, I thought these were for balloon animals.
Why do you have condoms and a ball gag? It's like, we were just going to talk.
Enzima.
Enzima.
And gummy bears.
You put them in the Zima.
Just got to. What color did you get? The color means either you're here with somebody or you're DF. Oh, you know what? Instead of sticking with a cup the whole time, it's actually not a bad idea. Like throughout the night, your drink can change colors. Like maybe I come in, I'm feeling kind of prudish, but I see somebody around the room and I'm like, hey, maybe I'm
what color DTF. Does it turn?
No, I don't know. Like put a different gummy bear in there.
You better know the color wheel or you're fucked. It's just like...
Either way, doesn't matter what color. In fact, rainbow. Oh, here we go. Well, no, because that's sensitive. Hold on. Yeah. Hey,
don't talk about it.
Nope. I'm going to talk about something real quick. Just for the record, I just got in writing a mild policy.
Way to ruin the moment, TJ.
Yeah, fuck us.
TJ, you ruined the circle. You're joining the circle.
Hey, I'll take that beer.
And this guy comes back with no chips.
Bro, that means he'd have to dig through my cabinets.
But
my mom's cabinets.
Oh, I forgot. Your mom's up there, isn't she?
You think
can you stop smoking and then walking into my house? You stink. Anyways, go ahead.
So what are we talking about? I like how the bottle sounds on these mics.
Well, you were... We talked about rainbows, then you went on a thing saying you got a letter.
Yeah. So no, I didn't get a letter. I wrote a policy. Hold on. It wasn't a real policy. It was the...
Go figure. Art writes a policy.
Wow. That's so flagrant. Like, it makes me uncomfortable every time you say it. Like, every single...
Don't worry, we're not live.
What?
Oh, shit.
Bro, easy. I'm not going to remember to look at yours. I'm the only one who's saying it.
Right. He got his one at 148. Hold on.
Make sure I find that one.
Oh, shit. No, I wrote a policy about, and this is political, and you can edit this.
No. Please leave it in. Yeah, we are.
Are we going back to the colors again?
Ouch.
Please, though. No. What's your next topic on that?
No, I want to hear about this policy.
It's not important.
I would love to hear about
it. I'll tell you what. I'll come back to it later.
Tell you what. Full circle? Okay, cool.
Yeah, full circle. I'll bring it back.
I'll bring it around.
All right.
Don't worry.
Yeah, I'll bring it back.
Okay, what do you know? If you go and you look, it says about his policy that he wrote. Bring it up.
Really? Let me see.
No, for real. What else you got on that list?
What do you got?
We didn't talk about Chris Brown. Oh, you want to talk about it?
Yeah. I do want to know who he hit.
He hit another woman. I mean...
Who?
Some fan after a show.
Oh, no. That's different. Yeah. I'm coming... Not knowing the situation and without looking at... Oh, he...
No headlines?
Well, just he hit me. Somebody getting loud. I walked into a...
Somebody wants some money?
I walked into a gas station last night and watched this person talking out of her neck... Being loud,
love that.
Degrading her man, just doing it, and just making a scene
for no reason
at all, and like I could see like him, like her standing in front of him, and he was trying to leave, and he walked by. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, he hit. I mean, I just I've seen it happen too many times, or somebody walking by, like maybe he was moving, and I don't know the situation, but I get antsy about that.
Well, and he's swarmed by people. I mean, he can't go anywhere. Like that, the funniest thing about the little Dicky Chris Brown, the Freaky Friday thing where they switch places.
Mm-mm.
You haven't heard it?
Mm-mm.
Okay, hold on.
Well, are we gonna play it?
Yeah, we're gonna play it. Just because I want to get your reactions on mic.
Okay.
So check this out. So he's just talking about...
Is this gonna come through the recording?
Yes, of course it is.
So we could play music on there in the background?
I didn't... Really?
My bad. So let's see this song.
You're such a cocksmoke.
Now I'm not for the... Before you play this, I am not defending that kind of behavior.
Of course you're not.
No. I just...
Of course.
Sometimes I want to take a half a step.
You need all the details to it.
Right, yeah. Man. And I don't know if Swedish people, you know...
All right, here you go.
All right. Can we turn it up? I cannot hear it. Can you get it in my headphones?
You got no snare in your headphones?
I can't hear that.
You can hear this.
Not my headphones.
You can't hear it?
Not here. Okay. I can't hear my headphones.
Let me get you some.
Hey, just turn my headphones up.
Okay. It's not going to matter because I don't have you routed there. So give me a second to be the engineer. And I'll just get it to you.
Do you think?
Here you go. Thank you. Seems like
there's
no real way.
That's it.
Yeah, I know.
Diddy?
It's weird.
Yeah. All right, good. All right, here we go. Oh my God, dude, I love your shit. Is that Screech? He's like one of my favorite
rappers. That's Lil Dicky, dog.
That's Screech?
Shut up.
He's like a funny rapper. He raps about like how small his dick is.
Damn. Thanks, dude. It's my poetry.
That's the whole, like, literally, he's an amazing white rapper. And people, because he comes out with comedy shit, people think that's all he does.
But if you can flow, that's like, and I hate to say it.
No, go ahead.
But like Eminem. Like, yeah. I'll bring him. Hey, the dude can flow.
All day.
And I'm not saying he's not the only one. Shit.
Dude, everybody else in hip hop is so Luda, much more than me.
Luda, Busta, them cats so can rap. Dancing or Twista, Tech.
I was about to say Twista.
Tech.
Sometimes I really wish I could be somebody else.
A Bone? Oh, was it Busy? I probably messed that up.
It's stressful, man.
Oh, shit.
Wish I could kind of like be somebody else for a day, you know?
What a slap in the face.
Is that a Chris Brown joke?
Yes. Jesus. So anyways, they Freaky Friday it and switch places.
Yeah, here we go. I'm ready to see it. I want to hear the dude flow.
It's going to blow your mind.
And on that day, me and Chris Brown would change bodies.
Hey, I want you to do me a favor. After this, I want you to play a song. I want to get on the mic and do it.
I woke up Chris Breezy. Oh my God, I'm the man. I'm so fly that I can dance.
That's fun.
Look at those girls though. Look at this.
Yes. Wow. Hey, all right. Hey, yeah. New fan. Yeah.
So it's like, with the whole premise being that he can't go out in public being Chris Brown. So now that Chris Brown is Little Dicky, because Little Dicky's not as popular,
yeah.
Now you're going to see his part.
Oh,
of
sure.
It. Yeah. And man, that dude can dance.
Yeah. I woke up and I'm Lil Dicky. This shit is real weak. How's Dick stand perched up on his balls? Ain't nobody on my neck. Ain't no Papa running flashing pictures. This is great. Ain't nobody judging because I'm black. For my controversial past, I'm gonna go and see a movie in Iraq.
Right?
Yeah.
His kid in the background. So anyways,
yeah, that's all right. Hey, yeah. I like that kind of infringes on a few things that you would think
anyway.
Well, that need to be discussed.
Yeah.
I mean, have a platform about it.
Can I really say the M word?
Hey, what up? I got that card a couple times, man. They said, hey, you're cool. You're part of us. All right. Sweet, yeah. Man.
Are you sure?
Yeah. You got to be careful. Hey, throw some background beats on.
Shit. You're like, can I get
Hey, pick, word? Hey, so, because you can edit this. You can cut this out.
Oh, sorry. When'd you get here?
Hey, I'll be curious to hear what that sounds like. Not bad. Shit.
I'll play it back for you. Let me see what I got here. I need to take you guys out of this.
So, sports. Sorry. I'm derailing. I'm sorry to all the Swedish people.
Bro.
What? Alex, what's your next topic?
I cannot wait to hear it. Everyone's like, that guy's just a dick. He's just a dick.
I'm sorry.
We're going to get multiple things on Twitter like, for the love of God, don't bring him back.
Don't bring back.
Yeah, they can't hate me. They can't love me, but they can't hit me either.
It's true. Actually, you actually have eminimity, so you're going to be fucking...
Eminimity? Is that a white joke? Because I can rap, isn't it? All right, that's cool, dude.
I wasn't trying. I mean, just because I can spit with the blood of...
I wish I could actually...
I can't wait to see everybody say, that dude can't rap, where the fuck?
Here's the best part.
I'll be a meme.
They're never going to know that it was you.
Was it flame or shit emoji? Which one is it? Great.
In Popstar. It's like, it just says the shit emoji. Have you seen that? Right, yeah. Andy Samberg?
Yeah, he was on a thing with the Podfather, is what Jalen Rose calls him. But he did a thing behind the scenes on HBO about the Cavaliers and the Warriors in the finals. And just him, after the game, talking to people, chilling on the court, and, you know, whatever. And, he knew, like, three games in, that LeBron's hand was broke. Something interesting. Side note, back to the sports.
Really?
Yeah, you know, the Podfather. #Podfather.
Never heard of her. Anyways.
What's your next topic?
I think we're, what do we got?
Well, I mean, he had asked about the Royals thing.
Oh, you got it? Can you do it?
Did you Google it?
Did no. you, ah, oh,
do
fuck.
I need to look at your, we haven't been watching.
No.
I've been watching you rap and shit.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious.
If you think you can do it, go for it, but
I'm going to give it a shot.
I'm going to have a follow-up, but go ahead.
Okay.
You don't say.
Okay. I can give the... I can't give in
while
the...
While you're doing this, I'm taking a piss. So
I can't give in the exact order, but I can give...
Have you ever seen the movie Rockstar? He's never coming back. You can give the exact what?
I'm going to go and try to go by, like, position. I can't necessarily give, like, who batted one, who batted two, who
reverse
batted three. do you know, I mean, go. Do you know? Do you know who
phone, actually? Let's see what the... Go ahead.
Okay. Do you know who would, like, do you know the answer?
No. You could be bullshitting me, but there's going to be people that by now, hopefully, they had gotten and checked and looked, and we're going to put you to the test.
It would be... Salvi would be catcher. Hosmer would be first. Second would be... Omar Infante. Shortstop would be Alcides Escobar. Third base would be Mike Moustakas. Left field would be Gordon. Center field would be Lorenzo Cain. Right field would be... that was kind of a rotating thing.
Sure, I'll take that. Yeah, you did better than I would.
Yeah. What was your other question? Said you had a follow-up.
Who is Salvi's backup?
Oh, fuck. It's a white guy.
That's racist. Is it racist?
It's racist? No, it's not.
Papa John, you tell me. That word, I had to tell you what. Bill Maher got raked over the coals for dropping that word. And he was making a joke. And
that was the most awkward interview he had ever done in his life. You have a video. For people who go and have never watched it, you go, Bill Maher drops the N-word in a joking context. Whether it was right or wrong, that's for you to decide. He has Ice Cube come on who was in a group called NWA. If you don't know what that...
Do you have to explain it that far down for you? Not for you, but like for your audience? Like, do they... Oh, because they're not from around here.
Right no, on. No. I'm just trying to go and I'm trying to set the scene, you know?
Don't say what it's called.
Okay, it's... group called NWA. For people who don't know what it is, look it up. And he goes and he just pretty much gives him a 30-minute just berating of just being a terrible, terrible person. Now, it's awkward to watch. It really is.
I understand the tongue lashing that he got. Okay. Being in his role, you know, there are some people that it didn't bother, and there are some people that it did, and the people that it bothered, they make a lot of noise. Okay, there's just people that when you can, like,
you mean they professionally offended social justice warriors nowadays?
Well, yeah, I mean whatever you want to call them, but I mean I don't know if I'd label them, but like even with me trying to do that stupid freestyle rap with Outkast. I mean, I know there's some bombs in there, and...
Someone's going to give you shit about it?
Yeah. Like, I can't... I'm not... Obviously...
What topic are we on that we're on this?
We're talking about Bill Maher dropping the N-word.
Yeah. But did you see that? You watched Bill Maher?
I didn't.
Okay, long story short, Bill Maher was talking to some dude about being outdoor or working and, you know, doing something or not, and he made a joke, hey, instead of saying, like, I say house cat, hey, I'm a house cat,
yeah.
He said, hey, I know house...
Oh.
And so, gotcha. And it was, he said it, and it was awkward, and the crowd kind of reacted funny, and it went on.
Then
the next week he comes out, and he's like, hey, we're going to address this. You know, the next morning, front page news. Ooh, please. And so on his show on Friday, he comes out, he apologizes, he talks about the word, he has Ice Cube come on, which was, you know, a good move. Ice Cube tongue lashed him a little bit. He said, that's our word. You know, that's, we took that back. That's ours. But here's my problem is that, you know, comedy, Mel Brooks had a special on Netflix a while back, and it talked about him making fun of the Holocaust.
Yep.
And that's a lot. But it's comedy, like, it's finding...
Blue things should be able to be talked about.
They should be, and there's people that are more sensitive.
Everything has a place. I mean, honestly. I mean, we talk about Hitler, talk about... There's still something funny about it. Whether we can find it or not, there's still something, there's some comedic relief.
Yeah.
Not that it's funny,
okay,
but like you can find something good and make fun of it so that it doesn't make it so bad.
I think, and to ask that, like for a long time, being in the position that we are, as far as white, male,
sure,
you know, white male heterosexual. heterosexual who are
not like but. But no, I know what you're saying. We've talked about this before. It's hard to come from a place where everybody's directing shit towards you. But on the flip side of that is, you know, you've had your time. So just relinquish your whatever they say that is. So like now it's almost bad that I'm a strong white male, and it's my fault. You know what I mean? Like sure. I just chose. You know, it's like. It just doesn't make sense to me from that point of view.
No, I agree with you. And anybody can weigh in anytime. Go for it. Yeah, you guys, you got something?
I agree with him. You can make jokes pretty much about anything. I mean, you can make jokes about Hitler.
We talk about it all the time. We talk about Don Rickles. Don Rickles used to come out. His entire thing was, hey, I think I saw you in Korea. How are you? You know, still fucking looking for it. And he's like,
yeah,
it didn't matter
right there.
Your ethnicity, race, nothing. It was funny.
I mean, yeah, you can make a joke about Hitler. I mean, thing is, like, what's the last, you know, or you can make a joke about Kurt Cobain. What's the last thing that went through his head before he died? A bullet.
Right.
That's funny. True.
It's a shotgun. Because it wasn't a bullet, was it? Was it a slug?
It was a slug.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a round .38 shotgun through the back of your head. I mean.
But was it buckshot?
Fuck, I don't know. You know
what? It was
what?
Deep dive.
Let's get in there.
I mean, well.
It was probably Courtney Love.
Allegedly.
That wouldn't shock me.
I mean, No. To your point, go ahead. Continue.
Well, no, go ahead. Well, what were he? Was he saying?
I mean,
maybe just in agreement.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is I'm going to quote George Carlin on this. Words are not bad; the context in which you use them are bad.
Correct.
I mean, I can go and say, "Hey, I need a fag," and I can be talking about a cigarette in British. If I go and say, "Hey, I need a fag," call someone that, then yeah.
That's your Saturday night.
One way or another.
Yeah.
So let me change context a little bit. So when Ice Cube called out Mar and said it was his, I was talking to a guy the other day about the word fag. And it didn't mean to. He brought it up. He said, that's a word that really like hits a core with me. Like, I hate that. He's a gay man.
Okay.
And, I said, he goes, yeah. He goes, I like when I walk into a club, my friend's like, hey, fag, you know, whatever. He's like, I'm not a fag. And I said that, he said, hey, I guess it's okay because we're taking that word back. And I said, the word stands for so much. Like, I used to have, here's a story. I kind of mentioned this earlier. I got the pass for a while. The people I grew up with and where I was at, like, they said, hey, it was cool. This guy's like, hey, whatever. And I said, oh, cool. And he's like, you can say it, you know. I was like, cool, you're my... He's like, yeah, yeah, it's good. And so I was cool. And not for a long time, but through different circles. And then, and it was cool. Like, I wasn't flagrant about it, but I understood the struggle, I guess. I mean, I saw it, I understood, I got it. And so...
Well, it's different, too, if you grow up in that type of, like, environment. Like, as opposed to, like, that's the thing is, like, when you're accepted... You know, like think about it like high school, like there was the band kids and there was the goths and there was like, if you're a part of that group and you grow up in that group, why would you feel any different? It's like Eminem. Eminem grew up in Detroit in shitty situations at what point should he feel just because he's white, he didn't have the same experiences. Now the same experience as being a color of his skin, getting pulled over or all that stuff. I'm not saying that, but when you grow up with these, think about growing up with somebody from 5 years old to 18 years old. You guys have all your experiences together, whether you're going to a party, whether you're driving together, going to high school, all of that stuff. You're still experiencing it through them somewhat, as opposed to just a group of white friends and just a group of black friends. When they're intermingled, that's got to be hard to get away from. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm saying that when it comes to where you grew up, it doesn't matter. Like your ethnicity coats what's happening on in your
what's your culture,
right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So and that's not a there are certain cultures that go with certain ethnicities.
Mm-hmm.
And when you know Eminem and one of his says something about I talk with an accent, like a great example is I worked in an area, I worked down at by Ruskin for a while, and then right after that I did a thing in Park Hill area or Parkville area, and people would say, hey, you talk street, you talk urban.
Uh-huh.
And it was my just like when people from down south get pissed off when northerners are like, well, I'm going to talk stupid, so I'm going to talk with an accent. Like, yeah. your accent, where you're from, and depending on how you assess, and you know, knowledge, is it through standardized testing or intelligence or whatever, like, it's part of your behavior and how you come up.
Sure.
So, but I didn't really start to venture out into deep other cultures until I was probably 20.
Really?
Yeah. I grew up north of the river.
No, I know. Yeah. But see, for the thing for me is, you know, my dad moving us around, like, I experienced Jacksonville, the South. I experienced Beaufort, South Carolina, San Diego, California, too young for Hawaii. But all of these, every place was so different. I mean, I guess not Jacksonville and South Carolina, because they're so close, and that's the South. Mm-hmm. But definitely backwoods, you know, that accent, the... Yep. You know, good old boys, the trucks, the all that shit.
Yuns. Seriously, I lived down south for a little bit, and I caught yuns. I said, what? And I'm bad, too, because I'll pick up an accent real quick.
Oh, dude, I do it all the time. My wife always goes, she's always like, I know that you're on the phone with your best friend, Levi, because of the way you start talking. Because literally, he's from up north in Mercer, and I'll be like, yeah, man, I just here, and you're just like, holy shit, you don't realize it. Because I don't know if my buddy's from Australia. I don't know if my friend's from, you know, the UK or anything like that. But for some reason, because it's so easy to slide into,
sure,
maybe because I used to talk that way. Okay. I don't know. But, you know, most of my growing up years, or the years that I remember everything.
Formative years.
Yeah, great word. the great thing about
who
that
is this mystery man, this enigma.
The best part about that is, you know, the Southern California thing was all the time. You know, I still get shit about it because it's more lax now, but that language has also come this way as opposed to when I first moved here and I was in high school and they're like, why do you sound like that? You know, and you don't even notice.
To my man LS holding it down up in Boston. Wicked.
The Havid Yad. You want to go to Havid Yad and meet up some smart kids? Hey, will you grab me a beer?
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Do you like the new space?
I do.
Yeah. A little echoey, I know.
It's echoey.
Who are you texting, girl? What's her name?
Hey, so I went to a...
Damn! Who's this? Who is that, bro?
Yeah.
Who is this? Your cousin send you photos like this? Get the fuck out of here,
so
bro.
So going back to stereotypes of the South.
Why is this... Bro, yeah. Yeah. And the funny thing is, TJ's... I guess you're from Vegas. Never mind. Which one is she, left or right?
That's your cousin.
Please say left.
I feel like I'm watching the Griswolds. That's your cousin.
That's your cousin. Daddy, is this your cousin? Yeah, that's my cousin. You fired.
My daddy taught me how to French kiss. I know I'm good.
Straight up. Keep that on the low, though.
What?
It was a naked pic of his cousin.
What?
I'm just kidding. Anyways, where are we at on this? Hey, how long have we been recording? Holy fuck.
No, we haven't been here 2 hours. It's not dark yet.
Hour 20. You're definitely not listening to this one.
Fuck no. No way.
He wouldn't listen to the Bert Kreischer, Danish, and O'Neill 5-hour podcast. Oh,
dude, Bert, I just listened to a Joe Rogan one. It was almost 5 hours. But, I mean, I'm on the road. I listen, you know, I don't have anything to do.
So why do Swedish people walk?
Oh, my God.
Listen, I'm serious. Why do you have a...
We don't know.
Hey, how did they reach out to you guys?
Twitter? Email?
Well, give me something. Hey, if somebody's really listening right now, I want you to send a picture of you. And I don't care if you're a male or female or whatever, but I want to see...
You're going to get some nasty
shit. Fucking hey, we'll see. I want people... Just send shit. Give us some links to your Instagrams or give us some Twitter links. Like, we'll follow in some shit. We'll talk about, hey, you know, whatever.
Well, how do they find you?
You don't.
Yeah. No, that's at...
Mr. Dot at...
Anyways,
well, you know what? We'll see. This is a trial run. They may say, fuck that asshole.
Yeah. But the thing is, you can come back and just be somebody else.
Sure. Because
they'll never know.
Sure.
I was going to do an accent, but I decided that's probably very racial. Don't shut the fuck up.
Can you do any impressions?
No. But here's the thing on the show, though. We normally have a policy.
Oh, shit. Fuck it up.
Full circle. Sorry. No. I was just saying.
Oh, well done.
Oh, he got it.
Well done. Where's Poppy at?
Yeah, yeah. Shit. So
high five.
So you tell me?
Yeah, so I wrote a policy. I was looking into TGNC, transgender non-conformist, or they don't go into binary identification. There was a law that was overturned by Trump. It got made in 2016 that Obama said that the federal government was going to withhold funding if public schools did not provide an opportunity for transgender or TGNC to use the bathroom. And so Trump came and said that it's a state decision, not a federal decision, and said that it is up to the individual state, and the states are kind of putting it back onto the school districts. And so what I did is I proposed a policy to get ahead of this, because I don't know if you know this, right now there's like 10 places in the world that you don't travel to, and Missouri's on there, and it's the first state that has ever been on this list.
Not a good list, though.
Don't go here, yeah. World travelers, whatever, like drive around the state. So I said, hey, why don't we do this, that from now on, any structure in education that is getting ready to be built needs to, from this day forth, have non-gender restrooms. Non-gender restroom.
Okay.
It doesn't hurt anybody. Who does it hurt to have a non-gender individual instead of multi-purpose rooms? When was the last time you showered in front of a bunch of people? Yeah. So you get in showers and locker rooms, or you're flopping your shit out, man. Just have individual spaces. You change in your individual space, like a changing room, and then you come out to the main room where you can have your pep talks and meetings and stuff. You don't need to sit there with your... Like, all, reporters are talking about going into locker rooms, like football
Dicks
locker rooms.
And shit.
Cocks out, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. We don't need to do that shit. We can have some more privacy. Goddamn, we need more privacy. And maybe this is a result of us getting some, like, hey, we can put everything out there, but when it comes to this right here, you know, hey, we get to do whatever we want.
That's pretty amazing, though. So are they implementing it?
No, this is a mock, like...
Just coming out.
This is in its infancy. But I said that for schools that see a transgender... Because right now, there's a study by this person at UCLA Law who did a... she said that 2.7% of teenagers between... it's like 150,000 of them that are transgender.
Wow.
Or NC. Yeah. And then there's a Dr. Nick Ryder out of Minnesota who did a report on 9th and 11th graders and said, actually, she might have been the one that said 2.7, like almost 3% of this population is transgender. And with transgender suicide rates being at 40% of transgenders, a study through the suicide awareness group, gays are at, 10%, and heterosexuals are 4%, but to create an environment where they can go use the restroom peacefully.
Yeah.
I mean, how many kids? Right now there's a huge raise in suicide rates amongst high school kids. So absolutely. If we can do these little things and give them privacy. Now for buildings that are put pre-made, what I propose to do is have them take data to how many transgender students are per capita. And not every school has a transgender, or TGNC is what I want to call it, student, and so they may not need it, but for ones that do, if you get
You're never going to know either. You have to have it available for the years to come.
Yeah, and say, hey, we got a second grader, third grader who's starting to identify as whatever, and you know, these are just our numbers. And so,
well, I can say that's true. We just had our daughter, and we were filling out paperwork at the pediatrician, and it's no longer just male, female. Mm-mm. There's literally almost seven options,
really,
to what you can identify as. So I know that it's already happening. I mean, my wife and I were talking about it. It's here, no matter what you want to say. It's literally a part of stuff already. Yeah,
it's here.
Yeah.
In the Midwest.
Yeah. Which is awesome.
Yeah. Well, I have some old school beliefs, and so I don't know.
Sure.
If it's awesome, as far as I don't know what 20 years from now
looks like. My thing is that I'm not here to tiptoe around it. And like I say about all of this stuff, I feel that we've become very, oh my God, I'm so sorry. As opposed to like, okay, do it. That's fine.
But
I don't need you, because I don't agree, to just fucking bombard me. Whatever you want to, you know, it's the same thing going back to Bruce Jenner turning into Caitlyn. Whatever you want to do, you're an American Olympian, and you had a huge platform, and I don't want to say took advantage, because that's going to make me sound like an asshole. But if that's your choice, that's your choice. But I don't have to just go fucking awesome. Fucking like, do it, live it, Cool. Enjoy it. Like all of my fucking, and everybody that knows me, if whether we want to talk about black people or white people or gay friends or whatever, all the people that know me, do you. I think it's awesome. But don't expect me to always just be like, yep, I totally get everything that you're saying and I'm going to agree 100%. Because that's never going to happen.
So you're saying you're not a thoughts and prayers guy?
No.
Fuck no.
No. At all.
It's not because I'm being an asshole. It's so many people that don't mean it. Just like people who come back from military service and say, you know, thank you for your service. Thank you for your service. Well, yeah. Do you even know what the fuck I did?
Yeah.
Like, you have no idea. And it becomes a cliche part
of our...
I
say thank you for your service, but because of my dad. I mean, it's something that we've always said. Hey, but like,
your dad ever stood up at a game and like saluted? Always. My dad doesn't do it every time, but every once in a while he'll pop that shit out.
Yeah.
And it puts me back into a place of patriotism.
Sure.
In a different time of
service. Well, my thing is, most veterans that I know, they've done something, they don't normally talk about it, nor do they, the thing that they all say now is thank you for your service, and then you always hear thank you for your support. It's like the rattled off statement. Thank you for your support.
How's the weather? Ah, shitty. Okay.
Yeah. And it's okay. And that's fine. And I get it. Like, there are people that, you know, but the difference is, you know, I see someone in uniform and I say thank you for your service. They don't know the backstory. They don't know my dad was a Marine forever. And, you know, for me growing up, that was something that was real and in a part of it. But it's that same thing of asking my dad, like when I protested in part of the war after 9/11, and my dad coming home and goes, this is what I went to war for. You know what I mean? Like, so that you have the ability to stand here and protest what I just came back from. And my dad always saying, no one asked me to sign the line. So I'm just saying,
well, there's people before him that didn't get asked.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, Vietnam, all that stuff, but
there's a reason why they haven't done it since.
Yeah. Right.
Before or since.
Oh no. Yeah.
It's coming, bro. Don't worry.
Nah.
No.
All right.
Anyways, let's get out of this depressing conversation.
Let's talk about taking knees. They're going to do it this year?
No.
You don't think so? No more knees, huh?
No, I think they'll do it, and then they'll have a huge fine, and then they'll get game suspensions.
Do you?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
So are we going drinking after this?
I've been drinking the whole time. I have family affairs to get to. But
what time is it?
It is 4:23.
Wow, childish. anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening. As always, we really appreciate you. I don't know what I was going to say. Alex, tell him. Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Goodbye.
Hold on. Got to make sure to get that one for sure.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening. You know where to follow us, at OMCPOD on Twitter. Write us at our OMCPOD@gmail.com. Thank you to our guest for being here. And Alex, sign off with something good. I know you got it.
I do. I've been thinking about this for a while. We haven't recorded for a while. Ladies and gentlemen, like we have done for the past 3 episodes, I like to go and give you some words to live by to make it through to the next week. What you need to do to make it through life.
You take so long, like a good.
I want to go and have some emphasis on this. Okay?
I'm ready. Go.
What you need to do is love.
Didn't some guy named Ziggy sing about that?
Oh, I thought it was a Beatle. Where's the live by? Alex Hebert. Thank you, buddy.
Peace.